I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Q104. So it's exactly been 2 weeks since I attempted to start Christmas and climbed up on a ladder and fell off the ladder and fractured my ankle.
He's been hobbling into this holiday season, literally.
I feel like my foot is getting stronger. I'm putting more and more weight on it. It hurts less and less.
Well, that's good.
But I'm still not there yet. I still can't. I want to be walking around in the boot and just walking. I just want to walk again.
Because he's still not doing that. You have the scooter again today?
I have the scooter today, and the scooter has been tremendous. It's been an incredible help. I still use the crutches around the house. I'm really ready to get rid of the crutches. But yeah, it's been 2 weeks. Christmas has not started at my house. We still don't have the tree up. We don't have any lights up. I'm getting a little depressed by that.
Oh my goodness. I've already offered to come over and set some lights up. But if it makes you feel any better, we have the lights out on the outside of our house, just like on the roof.
Yeah.
Which is, I know what you were trying to do and didn't quite get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have, though. We don't have the tree or anything else out.
Yeah,
out and up yet.
It's kind of ridiculous. It feels like once I get the Christmas tree up, it's going to be almost time to take it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like the zone that we're getting into also. But we need a new Christmas tree. That's why we haven't put it up.
Yeah.
Like, we desperately need a new one. The one that we have is like 20 years old.
Maybe this will be the year that I don't have any Christmas up. Like, we don't have any tree. And we'll always remember 2025 as the year that we didn't have a Christmas tree.
No, that will thoroughly upset you. You've got to put it up at least for a couple of days just so that you don't remember it for forever as the year with no Christmas.
Yeah, we're getting there. We'll figure it out eventually. All right, thank you for being here this morning. We've got good vibes on the way this morning. A bunch of people that want to call into the show. I think someone might call into the show later this morning to vent.
Ooh, I love a good vent session.
And it's very important. You don't want to keep that all inside.
Mm-mm. You can't just bottle it up.
Not during the holiday season. So this is a good opportunity for you to call into our show. And if you got something to vent about, go ahead and do it. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Benson Boone, you've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa was just asking me about cold plunges. And I'm wondering if there's anyone who listens to this show. And my bet is that there is no one that listens to this show that starts off their morning with a cold plunge.
I would really like to hear from someone, though, if they do. Because I've never been inclined to do a cold plunge until last week. They were talking about it on the new Amy Poehler podcast, and she was kind of selling me on it, and I was like, maybe I should try it. I came in the next day, and I was like, Bill, have you ever tried this? Should I give it a go?
Let's listen to Amy first. This is Amy Poehler on her podcast talking about cold plunges.
Honestly, it's really helped with anxiety and depression.
Really?
Yes, because it flips on your, like, fight or flight.
Oh.
It flips on some kind of... Oh, no, I'm going to die. I'm so cold.
But how does that help?
Because the high when you're still alive is...
So that's why people like it?
That's interesting. what Amy just said there, she said it turns on your fight or flight.
Yeah.
I've always heard that that's a bad thing, that when your fight or flight is activated, all of your energy goes towards that and it shuts off your immune system. So I wouldn't think that that's something that you would want to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't understand the benefit of it until she explained that, I guess, that that's what makes it so good to be alive at the end, once you're still in the tub that's freezing cold. I don't know.
But you brought this up. You brought up the cold plunges. And I was just reading an article this past weekend about how people that live in the Scandinavian part of the world, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and how they deal with their harsh winters. And these residents are talking about how they start off their morning with a cold plunge and then go take a walk.
What?
Yeah, it sounds unhinged, doesn't it?
It really does. Like, it sounds off the wall to me. But I have heard and seen so much about cold plunges in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It must be. There must be people starting their day like this.
I have done it before. There is someone that I used to work with that actually installed a cold plunge into his backyard.
Oh, wow. That's dedication right there.
Next to his pool.
Ooh.
And so he would start out every day by jumping into this cold plunge. And then he had us over and we all tried it. And I thought it was terrible. I don't even think I was submerged. I got into this thing and I'm like, no.
How long were you in?
Not long. I was trying to climb. There's video of it on YouTube somewhere. I was not in there very long. In fact, as soon as I got in, I just wanted out and I started climbing out of the cold plunge.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I imagine I would be too. I don't want to be in a big old pool of freezing cold water.
216-474-0104. I don't think that there's anybody who listens to this. I can't imagine that this is a thing that has caught on in Northeast Ohio.
Not here. I mean, but if I was still living in San Diego, you bet your bottom dollar that if I asked this question, somebody would be like, oh my God, yeah, like I have it with my, I do my cold plunge right after I have my green juice in the morning, after my 5 mile run. Like, it's just,
it becomes a lifestyle, right?
It really does.
216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Matt in North Ridgeville joining us right now. Matt, good morning. Matt, have you ever done a cold plunge?
I have not.
But are you interested in doing one?
I want to do a polar plunge.
So that would be, well, kind of the same concept. That's just jumping in the lake, right?
To my knowledge.
Where can you do that? Can you jump into Lake Erie? Do they want you doing that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, are you allowed to go in the water anytime?
Normally, there are events where, like, the fire department's there with people in the water, divers in the water.
Yeah, it's a safe, controlled environment.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
But yeah, I would be more inclined to participate if I knew that the fire department was standing by, ready to rescue me in case my heart stopped.
Also, I feel like having more people there, it would build morale. It might, like, keep you a little warmer. Like, if everybody's there, like, you know, having a good time.
Right, and you're more inclined to do it then.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that there's charity events that do this as well.
I think you're right. I think so.
Yes, there are, yeah.
All right, Matt, so if you hear of one and you want to do it, let us know, and maybe we'll participate with you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, deal. All right. We're goals for 2026.
Thank you so much for just signing us up for that, Bill. Thank you.
Come on.
I really appreciate that.
We're a team. We do things together around here.
We don't need to do a polar plunge together. I can root you on from the sidelines.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Taylor Swift on Q104. So the rumor on Friday was that Taylor and Travis had booked a wedding date. It's not official yet. It was reported by Page Six that it's going to be on June 13th, 2026. That has not been confirmed. And I have not heard that anywhere else.
No, but I have seen a lot of people talking about that date this past weekend.
What have they said?
Just like assuming that that is for sure her wedding date.
Oh,
like,
some people are assuming it. I'm not taking it as fact yet.
Yeah, like I have a friend actually from college. He posted like, well, I guess Taylor and Travis decided to steal our wedding date because him and his fiance are getting married on the same day.
Oh, they're going to be overshadowed by Taylor and Travis. So there's another rumor that because one of the venues that has been tossed around as one of the likely places that Taylor and Travis will get married is a place called the Ocean House in Rhode Island, where I think Taylor has a house there.
Okay.
And there was this rumor that Taylor and Travis wanted that date, June 13th. Somebody else already had it.
Mm.
And so Taylor and Travis threw all this money at the Ocean House, and the couple that wanted to get married on the 13th got kicked out because Taylor and Travis threw a bunch of money.
Whoa!
At the Ocean House. But the Ocean House had to come out and say that, no, that did not happen.
Oh, okay.
And it couldn't happen. So the Ocean House saying that we make the agreement and the commitment with the families and nobody else. Taylor could not come in here and give us a bunch of money and we'd give away that wedding date.
Yeah.
So that's bad business for them.
I couldn't imagine that they would. Like, Taylor Swift, yes, I get that she's a global superstar, but I feel like they'd be like, okay, well, we could do this weekend is booked, not this one, next one. Like, I don't think they would even offer it if it wasn't available.
I could see the venue not turning a date into a bidding war because that's bad business for them. That makes
them
look bad. But also at the same time, if you're Taylor and Travis and you really want that date and you want that venue and it's booked, could you not find a way to get the name of the person that has that venue booked for that day and get in touch with them and say, hey, we're also interested in that day. How much could we pay you to give that date up? And would you not take, I would take that in a heartbeat.
Actually, you know what? Considering Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have all the money in the world, they honestly should just be like, hey, if you move your wedding, we'll pay for it.
Exactly.
Like,
you can have your entire wedding paid for by Taylor and Travis.
That would be a drop in the bucket. Like,
and all you have to do is change the date of your wedding.
I would do it so fast.
I know, right?
I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd be like, done. You tell me when I'm having my wedding, Taylor.
Well, like I said, lots of rumors out there. We'll see what happens, as always.
But she could be a married woman in just about 6 months.
Yeah, it could happen. Good vibes on the way this morning. If you want to share a good vibe with us, we love to hear them every morning on the Q Morning Show. 216-474-0104. Maybe it was something that happened to you this past weekend. Maybe it's something you're looking forward to this week and you want to tell us about it. Good vibes are coming up. Let's go to the Ville. Nobody calls it the Ville, do they?
No.
No. That never caught on. Tara's in Strongsville. Tara, good morning.
Hi.
Please share a good vibe with us.
I saw the Wicked movie last night, the part two. It was so good.
Did you cry?
Like the whole time.
2 hours and 17 minutes of tears.
100%. And I was there with my sister and my cousins and my mom. And they were all laughing at me, but I didn't care. I was crying the whole time. It was so good.
What took you so long to go see it? Just to get everybody's schedule together? Your sister and your mom?
Everybody at the same time in the same place. But, oh my God, it was worth the wait.
It was everything you hoped and dreamed of?
Yes.
Tara, that's awesome. We're so happy that you enjoyed the movie. Have a happy holiday season, and thank you for listening to our show.
All right, thank you.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Olivia Dean. And you might be thinking, who is Olivia Dean? And I think at this point, it's okay to say, who is Olivia Dean? Because I think she's so new. Not a lot of people know her music. They don't even know what she looks like. I think it's fine, right? At this stage?
I think so.
She is British. Whenever I see something about her, I try to read about her because I want to learn about her. She's not excited about living in Los Angeles. She doesn't like it there.
No.
She says, I don't like the culture. I can't live my life like this.
Oh no, too much of a culture shock.
And because she's young, she's in her early 20s. And yeah, it might be a little bit of a cult. I guess living in London and living in Los Angeles, those are two very different places.
Too many iced matcha lattes.
And the other thing is she has not embraced the dating apps.
Mm, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough go. I imagine that from place to place, dating apps and the experience is very different. Even from like Ohio to different parts of the country is different. So I can't imagine different countries altogether.
Yeah. So Olivia Dean, she might be 2025's best new artist at the Grammys next year. This is Man I Need. It's Q104. So I've been with my wife, Paula, for over 20 years. We've been married for 18 years. And people ask me, you know, friends of mine, other people that we meet, they're like, you know, do you have like a definition of true love? Like, can you define it? Most of the time I can't. Right?
Because I feel like that's a hard thing to put into words.
It's not something that I really think about. But then something occurred to me yesterday because I have been laid up with this fractured ankle for about 2 weeks, and I've been absolutely useless around the house, just staying on the couch mm-hmm. and having Paula essentially wait on me hand and foot.
Literally.
And she's been an angel. She's been amazing for the past 2 weeks, picking up all my slack. I've been trying to do what I can, and I'm like, just bring me clean clothes. Bring them upstairs. I'll fold them.
Oh, so you can just do your chores from the couch?
Trying mm-hmm. to help out as much as I can. But she's essentially got to bring me, because I can get to other rooms, but I can't carry anything around when I'm on the crutches.
Right, because he can't put any weight at all on his bad foot.
So yesterday she just brings me a bowl of something for lunch, and I just start eating it. I don't even know what I'm eating.
You didn't even ask any questions. You were just like, sure.
Exactly. And it's good. I'm just like shoveling this whatever it is in my mouth. I don't even know what it is. And it occurred to me, that is true love right there, that I would just accept this bowl of whatever.
You got a point there with the no questions asked.
And I'm like, what am I eating right now? And she said it's like tomatoes and white beans, some sort of a pasta dish. I don't know.
You're like, all right, I trust it. It's fine.
It's good. And then she does this other thing. And I don't know what this is. I've got to do some research on this because I don't know what she's doing.
Okay.
She walks up to me and she has like a little bottle, and it has like a, what do you call it? You squeeze it. It's like a dropper. It's like an eyedropper.
Like,
you know?
An eyedropper bottle?
Right. And she takes it out and she's like, open up your mouth. And then she drops something into my mouth and she's like, swallow it. I'm like, okay. And then she does it again. Another drop in my mouth and I swallow it. And it's, again, it doesn't taste bad. But I don't even ask her what it is.
She just trust that whatever it is, you need it.
Exactly. I mean,
if your wife is putting it in your mouth, it must be something that you need.
It could be so easy to poison me right now.
It really would be.
And I don't think that's what she's doing.
Let's hope not, because she won't have to think much about the plan to do it, apparently.
But tomorrow at this time, I'm going to try to report back on what the bottle is. Like, what is the...
Oh, you still don't know.
No, what is she...
You never figured it out? Okay. Yeah, let's find out what that bottle is. What did Bill put in his body?
What am I ingesting? I don't know.
He has no idea.
You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. You've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Margie in Middleburg Heights is joining us right now. Margie, good morning.
Hey, listen, are you guys still doing Make It Make Sense Monday? Because I really need to vent for a second, okay?
Well, I will let you vent.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have something to say, Margie.
Please, we are all ears.
Okay, good, because yes, I do have something to say. Listen, can we please, please, stop leaving bad reviews on deliveries during the holidays? I am a delivery driver, all right? I'm out here. I'm working 12-hour days. I am driving traffic and construction. I'm dodging these potholes. I am freezing my ass off, pardon my language. Honestly, it is the worst. I'm sprinting in and out of the truck, getting in, getting out, and I hear my app go off. And you know what I see? I see somebody left a 1-star review because their package arrived at 5:07 instead of 5 o'clock on the dot.
Ugh.
Or maybe their package was left near the garage instead of by the front door. Like, come on. Like, unless your package is damaged or somebody is acting rude, pop it off, there is no reason to leave that bad of a review. I don't understand why people even take the time to write them. Like, it is miserable, okay? It takes more effort to complain than it does to just go on about your day.
Let me ask about the delivery thing. So you mentioned 5:07 instead of 5. Are packages promised, like, at a certain time? Like, why would someone need them? Like, it's Domino's Pizza used to guarantee 30-minute pizzas.
Keyword is they used to. That is just not feasible in today's day and age. There are so many variables. So you're not going to get it right on the dot. There is a time window.
But do you need to for a package? Like, why would you need a package at a certain time?
It's happened to me before where, like, I'll get an email saying it's been delivered and it's not actually delivered yet. And it's just like they're on the route and they're about to get to me in probably like the next hour. You've never had that happen?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's happened to me a couple times.
But I don't usually have things delivered to my house or at least that often. So did you go and make a bad review? Like,
no, but I was like looking all around online, like, what do I do? Do I call support? And everything said, like, give it till the end of the day. And sure enough, every time it shows up, like, by the end of the day.
All right. 216-474-0104. Have you ever left a bad review because of some package that you were expecting? Because Margie is not happy with you.
She's not happy with you at all. She's not Holly Jolly in the slightest.
And she wants you to make it make sense. So if you're someone that has left a negative review,
tell us why.
Explain yourself.
Yeah.
Or if there's something else you want to vent about during the holiday season,
yeah.
Why not? 216-474-0104. Sugar Ray, 7:30, banger, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Margie called up. She's a delivery driver. She just had one request. Please don't make any bad reviews about the delivery drivers at this time of year.
Yeah, she was saying, like, unless a driver is, like, genuinely rude to you or damages your package or whatever, like, don't leave a bad review if it's just, like, a little bit late or left in the wrong spot or something of the sort.
Jackie in Medina, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever left a bad review for a delivery driver?
I did once, but it was not for delivery times. So we have a Ring driveway camera, and both my husband and I work and drive around for a living. So when I saw there was a notification and I was waiting on something important, I was watching it, and I saw, and I watched on the camera as the driver sat in their car and threw it at my garage door.
Threw it?
What?
Threw it. There, I still have the video. It was thrown at my garage door, and it ended up being broken.
Oh, my. Like, did it end up, like, did they throw it, and it, like, bounced off the garage door?
Oh, no. They threw it hard enough that it broke. It was a timer for reptile lights as we were getting ready to leave for a vacation, and they ended up breaking the timer. It wouldn't even turn on. It wouldn't work. Nothing.
So you think it's just a delivery driver that was just frustrated in the moment and just took the first thing that he could see and just threw it?
Chucked it.
It may have been, and I understand, like, I completely understand the timing and everything like that. I'm not one of those people, but to break something that I had been waiting on for almost 2 weeks that was really important and just throw it in their car, that was the only time I've ever complained against them.
Quick footnote to all of this. Jackie and Alyssa, I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
I actually did not.
There is a skit or a sketch that they did with Melissa McCarthy that is exactly about this.
Oh, really?
Melissa McCarthy plays a UPS driver. So, Jackie, I encourage you to go back and watch that today. And
I definitely will.
You should have a little chuckle, I think. All right. Thank you, Jackie. Cece in Euclid is on hold as well. She is a delivery driver. We'll try to talk to her next, see what she has to say. Huntrix, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Cece in Euclid, did we just play your daughter's favorite song?
That is her favorite song. She's 5 years old, and she listens to it like 20 times a day.
Aww.
Is she with you right now, or are you out doing your own thing now?
She's actually not with me right now, but I would definitely hear the song later. It's on her iPad. It's on Netflix. You can listen to the video on Netflix. She loves that song.
Oh, you'll hear it plenty later on.
I definitely will.
Cece, you're a delivery driver.
I am a delivery driver on multiple platforms.
How crazy is this time of year for you?
It's crazy. I don't want to accuse people of anything, but I feel a lot of people, you know, trying to save a little bit of money or cut some corners and report the packages missing that they got or because they were in the wrong spot, like the previous caller said, or showed up 2 minutes late. They're, like, complaining, and I get it to a sense, but if you get the package and the package is safe, please give us some grace because we are only human. We are out here in our personal cars. We are dealing with snow and other crazy people on the road, and we get blamed for everything. When you are a delivery driver, the customer is always right. You cannot defend yourself. So anything people complain about, we get in trouble for.
I feel like because we're a society now that we need instant everything, instant gratification, instant delivery times, and I think that sometimes it's unreasonable to expect that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I notice it even with myself sometimes, where if I look and I see that something won't be delivered for like 2-3 days, I'm like, oh my God, why is it taking so long? Then I have to remember, like, this is a luxury, like, that we did not always have.
The time thing, the timekeep thing keeps throwing me off. Like, as long as I get the package on that day, I'm fine.
Like, yeah, I know, Amazon at least, because I just checked, like, Amazon will do time windows. So it'll be like, you'll get it today by 3 p.m. or today by 7 p.m. or today by 10 p.m. So it doesn't say an exact time, but it says, like, by this time. And it's not always there by that time.
I get that.
Yeah, but it's definitely not.
At the same time, it's not like I've ordered a Christmas present and I need to give it to someone that night. It's not like there's a party. It's not like I need the gift right now. I don't know.
As a customer, I'm guilty of ordering from Amazon and they're promising it by a certain time. And I'm like, okay, I need it at this time. And it comes right on time at this time. So it has even happened to me where, like, I'm on my way to a birthday party or something. And I ordered the kids' gift and I'm waiting for Amazon because they said 4 o'clock and the party is at 6. And it don't come. And I have, like, pulled up to Walmart and just bought something beforehand. Yep. Mm. But I'm not complaining because it's life. You never know what happened, you know? It could have got lost in the warehouse or anything. It's not our fault. Or sometimes as a delivery driver, they may have to say the package is on your route, but you're looking all over your car for it and it's not on your route. So it could say, like, oh, it's 5 stops away, and then you can't find it in your car and it's just not there, so now it's pushed back.
All right, so,
Cece. Yeah, it's tough on us.
Well, be careful out there.
Yeah, stay safe.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
We would never give you a bad review ever.
Never.
Would never happen.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy. 5 stars from us every time.
And say hi to your daughter for us as well.
No problem. Bye, guys.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a whole new week with a new prize. So this is happening on West 6th Street. On Sunday, this Sunday, December 14th.
Okay.
The West 6th Putt-Putt Challenge.
What?
You can enjoy 18 holes of indoor putt-putt. There's food and drink specials. So it's like a Sunday fun day this Sunday
on
West 6.
Oh, and it's indoors, too. I was going to say, putt-putt in this weather? Jeez, no, it's inside. I'll take it.
So we have free tickets for you during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. All you have to do is play Alyssa in a trivia challenge. Caller 14 right now, 216-474.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Or 0104. A new week of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Warren is up first. Warren's in Cleveland. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning.
So it's you versus Alyssa. Five trivia questions. Whoever answers the most correctly will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Warren?
Yes.
Question one. Bananas are known to be rich in what mineral?
Potassium.
Question two, of Disney's seven dwarfs, what is the name of the youngest dwarf, the only one who doesn't have a beard?
Sneezy.
Question three, the original artist who sang the song Last Christmas. Any guess, Warren?
No idea.
You know the song I'm talking about, right?
I do.
All right. Question four, what pop used to call themselves the Uncola?
RC.
Final question. The 50th state was Hawaii. The very first state was what?
Virginia. I have no idea.
All right, Warren, how do you think you did today?
Not great.
You know what? It's Monday. Alyssa might be a little tired and brain dead. She might do just as terrible. You still might win this game. Who knows? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues after this. Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa's back in the studio. Meet Warren Cleveland, Alyssa.
Good morning, Warren.
Good morning.
Warren had a little bit of a rough outing.
Oof, how'd it go?
He only went 1 for 5.
So nah, that's a Monday for you.
This game could be over super quick. However, I've seen it before where Alyssa struggles with the very same questions.
Yeah, didn't that like just happen last week?
So let's see how this goes. Question one. Bananas are known to be rich in what mineral?
Protein?
Sorry?
Potassium. It's the other P thing.
Potassium?
Dang it.
And we're off to a great start.
Wow, look at that.
Of Disney's seven dwarfs, what was the name of the youngest dwarf, the only one who doesn't have a beard?
Dopey.
Dopey. So we have the tie today. Question three. The original artist who sang the song Last Christmas.
Wham.
Wham. George Michael. Correct. Question four. What pop used to call themselves the Uncola?
Was that RC?
No, that was Warren's guess as well. It's 7-Up.
Oh, Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about 7-Up in forever.
Not since your last tummy ache.
Mm-mm.
Final question. The 50th state was Hawaii. The very first state was what?
Pennsylvania?
Sorry, it was Delaware.
Oh.
Delaware was our very first state. So Alyssa wins the game, but not by much. She squeaks by with a 2-1 win over Warren.
Yeah, those were tough. Those were tough.
Warren, thank you so much for listening. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, okay? So hang on.
Thank you. My name is Warren, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. I'm leaving the show early today. I don't think I've ever done this before. I'm leaving the show early.
Where are you going?
I hope you think it's a good reason. My youngest son, Drew, is in the school spelling bee, and it starts at 8:30 this morning, so I got to go to make it on time. I've seen him in spelling bees before, and as a parent of boys who are into sports, I think that I've seen it all. I've seen my boys shoot free throws with the game on the line. Mm-hmm. I have seen them up at the plate with bases loaded and two outs. And I would have to say that watching my son in the spelling bee is one of the most nerve-wracking things.
Really?
That I've ever been through. When they stand up at that microphone and they get the word and they're trying to spell that word, it's the worst of anything I've ever dealt with two boys.
I imagine it's probably 10 times worse because some of the words you probably can't even spell.
That's true.
Like, yes. They give him the word and you're like, oh no, I don't even know where to start with this. And then Drew, 10 years old.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because Drew helped me put together a spelling bee just for Alyssa.
Oh, perfect.
So Alyssa's on the spot again.
I've been waiting for this.
Next, we'll do that after Taylor Swift, the Q Morning Show. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. It's time for Bill and Alyssa's Spelling Bee 2025.
Woo! The day has finally come. I've been looking forward to this, actually, for a while now.
You've been looking forward to your Spelling Bee, or you've been looking forward to Drew's Spelling Bee today?
Well, I've been looking forward to Drew's Spelling Bee, which I knew would bring a Spelling Bee to the show.
Yes, because I'm the one leaving the show in a few minutes. But before we go, we put together this spelling bee. And the only person that can play this game is Alyssa, because I already know the words. And I already, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how to spell all the words today. But
I feel like you're going to need to know that.
My son, Drew, chose three words from his spelling. They give him like a packet of words
okay.
that potentially could be asked in the spelling bee. And I asked Drew to pick out three of them. Choose three, and then we'll bring them to the show, and we'll have Alyssa try to spell them.
So these are Drew's picks.
Yes, and he is in fifth grade, so...
But Am I smarter than a fifth grader? We'll find out.
Right, okay. So, Drew, let's begin this morning's spelling bee. What is... word number one.
Psychic.
Psychic.
Okay.
Do you need that word again?
No, I got it. P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.
Drew, how do you spell psychic?
P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.
Yes!
You got that one.
I really had to think about it, though, because I always mess that one up.
I know why Drew chose that word. Because that is the word that I misspelled in the sixth grade spelling bee back in 1986. And Drew gets a kick out of the fact that I still, to this day, I don't think I spell that word correctly.
Still have not learned your lesson on that one.
All right, you got one. Let's try word number two. Drew, what is word number two of this spelling bee?
Baklava.
Baklava.
Oh.
The word is?
Baklava.
Baklava. I love baklava, too. Just not sure how to spell it. Let's go B-A-K-L-A-V-A.
Drew, how do you spell baklava?
B-A-K-L-A-V-A.
Yes!
Baklava!
Got that one, too. Barely.
Wow. You're 2-for-2.
This is a lot harder than Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I only have one more.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot spell this word.
Oh, boy.
Drew, what is word number three for Alyssa?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, dude.
Hors d'oeuvres.
I know. I can't do it either. I couldn't do it.
H-O-R-D-U-E-V-E-S. It's not correct.
Oh, you said H-O-R-D-U-E-V-E-S?
Yeah.
Drew, how do you spell hors d'oeuvres?
H-O-R-S-D-O-E-V-R-E-S.
What? I couldn't even follow that as he was saying it. It just looked like word soup, like letter soup to me.
Letter soup.
Alphabet soup.
Letter soup, also a good hors d'oeuvre, I guess, at a party. Hey, try some letter soup.
It's a good band name, too.
So congratulations, Alyssa. You win 2 for 3 on the spelling bee.
That was rough. That was rough. You'll have to let me know how Drew does today, though.
I definitely will. It's the Q Morning Show.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.